You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily with Eddie Greer.
The rolling edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Eddie Greer here with you guys once again for this K-State Athletic Podcast, folks, where we try to cover all things K-State. Folks, rolling. They competed last weekend in their Big 12 championships. Obviously, track and field did the same thing. There's already a daily up on that now. You can check it up wherever you get your podcast there as well. Pretty good showing by this team, finishing off the 2021-22 campaign down there in Austin, Texas last weekend, 13th there for K-State, and highlighted by a third-place finish by the first Varsity Four. K-State did tally 40 points to finish 6th in the team standings there, just 7 out from Oklahoma, 5 points behind KU, and Texas swept all 5 races to capture its 11th Big 12 championship, including its 7th consecutive title dating back to 2015. This has been a theme. Texas swept the track and field Big 12 outdoor Big 12 championships over the weekend in track and field, and Texas take care of business in the rolling side as well. Obviously, you know, Texas has a lot of athletes there, except for football. So there's that with that as well. Junior Megan Michaelis was first team varsity 8, or was selected first varsity 8 for all Big 12 accolades there as well. In addition with that, the first varsity 4's third place finish, the third varsity 8 fourth finish 4th, and the second varsity 8 placed 5th, and the first varsity 8 and second varsity 4 each secured 6th place finishes there on the in the tournament. The first varsity 4 sophomores Lindsay DeVerge, I hope I said it right, I probably did not, Alyssa Butner, freshman Anita Eckhart and Katie Wood, and as well as sophomore Cox Swain, Sydney Smith completed an outstanding season with an impressive time of 8 minutes and 2 seconds there. They came to the stripe in third place there, nearly 6 seconds ahead of fourth place Oklahoma, and another 7 seconds back of fifth place West Virginia there. DeVerge spoke in a post-conference there, quote, "The most memorable part of the race was when we walked through OU. at that point, I knew we were in a good place to medal. Our finish was together, and we kept pushing through them." Yep. That's the best part about when you can beat OU in Texas in any sport right there. That's awesome right there as well. And then going down here to the third varsity 8, which included freshmen Neva Ruin, Jordan Gherkin, Grace Hendrickson, Kendra Hemmen, Simone Simmons, Faith Gates, Coley Daniels, and Haley Fee. And, well, as freshman Coxwain Paige Fox, this team earned a fourth place finish with a time of 7 minutes and 32 seconds there. As well, they outdid Tennessee and Oklahoma and, again, West Virginia. As well, the second varsity 8 also included sophomores Lauren Walker, Kelly Kleinschmidt, freshman Rachel Harmon, and Madison Kohler, sophomore Patricia Hokinson, and freshmen Anna Ryan and Emily Stark, sophomore Jaden Gregson, and sophomore Coxwing Kelsey Laddie came home came home in fourth place behind Kansas there, with a time of 7:16 as well. And of course, here the first varsity 8, which included juniors Ellie Hahn, Elizabeth Mummert, Maya Morrow, and Madison Jensen, sophomores Idella Schaefer, and juniors Megan Michaelis again, sophomore Jessica Sheenick, and junior Katie Ogers, and the sophomore Coxwing Loa Plum came home in the 6th place there with a time of 7 minutes and 16 seconds at that as well. The final scores, yeah, from the Big 12 tournament down there in Austin, K-State finished 6th there in the standings there behind Kansas, Oklahoma, like I just talked about there as well. So then you want more information there. If you're confused, go to KSASports.com. Click the rolling page there. It has all the results right there for you as well. Rolling, putting on a good performance down there in Austin, Texas in the Big 12 Championships in rolling, folks. So there's an update on that. The Purple Project Podcast, episode 99 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly, is currently up wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Spotify, iTunes, and a couple more podcasting platforms out there. That is going to wrap things up on another edition of the Triple PD Daily Edition. Eddie Greer, make sure you hit that subscribe button and tell a fellow K-State fan, student, or alumni, or just someone that loves college sports. Go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.